So we are at Perik Dalad, Yud Gimel, and we are three paragraphs from the end. The Msanu HaSheker, somebody's making noise. The Msanu HaSheker, Hakau, if even the light checker is hated, She'ena Pagaya B'chaveri B'shikrai, doesn't hurt anybody with his lies. Mishnah Te'eva Hi Amirma. However, it is a, how does he learn Mishnah Te'eva?
Doubly abominable.
Doubly abominable is the kind of lie, She'chet Chashachot L'shaynam, that their tongue is like a sharp arrow. Devar Mirma, the words of lie, She'kainan Zavav, that he establishes his lies, he plans his lies, to cause damage to his friend. I don't know how he translates Shiloh.
Fellow man.
No, that's Reu. What's Shiloh?
No, fellow man. Oh, no, Miss
Lee.
When one can't calculate falsehood,
leave
the fellow man.
Miss Lee, if I win. The Karakazal, the Choli Azai's Gnevis Das. Even a joke lie, unless everybody realizes it's a joke, is considered hated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So for sure, a calculated lie to mislead somebody is hated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rambam b'Gemara Chulin Tani Dal Rambam Reis Aleph Usher Lignav Dalas Abrias Afilu Daitis Life Nechavim. You're not even allowed to fool a guy. Not allowed to. Rambam b'Gemara b'Gemara b'Pratim Harbein. Cousin Rambam b'Perish Atarim Braces Lamedal Yud Gimel Da'anshe Shchem Ha'inudainim L'misim and Adin. So they didn't keep the Zayim Mitzvahs, but they covered dinim, and they didn't establish dinim. They kidnapped Dina, and they abused her. He didn't agree. Why? Why was he angry at Shimon and Levi? Because they misled Shechem. The people of Shechem trusted. They were confident in their trust of Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Yaakov, and the proper ways of their heart. So he asked me, Mamra, and that was misleading. Yaakov Avinu was upset at Shimon and Levi because we misled Anshei Shechem. And that's Gnevis Das. And even though they deserve to die, not through Gnevis Das. U'ma'asmu pishei noichau, and how strong are the Averis of the fool. I think noichau is a fool.
Trickster.
Because he works so hard to copy a Tamakokim, the way he dresses, the way he talks, the eyes of his body moves. He conquers, he overcomes, I don't know what word he would use,
wins the heart of the people,
to trust him. And because they trust him, he speaks all kinds of lies for his benefit. And to spread foolishness and falsehood to fill up his pockets. And with slippery ways and with smart ways, I don't know what ways he uses, he covers his treachery. He makes himself like a tzaddik, like a very simple person, sinners into the person, the yadim member that doesn't know how to lie. Ukilu kol drachav meisharim, as if everything he does is correct. Haylech tamim upayel tzedek, David tzedek. People think he's an honest guy. He misleads people, and then they trust him, and then he uses that trust to spread falsehood. And all his intention was to fill up his pocket.
You differentiated a misleading someone as a joke. What's your source for saying that's okay?
If the guy knows it's a joke.
Is our checker too?
I don't know. I think you're allowed to joke. Maybe
no,
I'm wrong. If I'm telling you a joke, that means it's not true.
It seems logical to me, but I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Beautiful stuff.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Yeah, I love that too. Okay. Before I begin Masechtas Nida, I'd like to spend a few moments giving a general hakdama. I mean, there's a lot of facts that need to, and to cover them all in Bezim and Aleph would be, A, impossible for me, because I don't have them all in front of me. I'm sure Rabbeinu Artsko did a great job in his Hagdama. But I don't want to overload with facts in this early stage anyway. So I just want to give a basic understanding of Nida. I'm going to start without a woman. I'm going to start with men. A person who lives a regular lifestyle, healthy, and I mean healthy both spiritually and physically, will only have keri, not zivus. Zivus that comes naturally, the Torah views as an illness. Clear in the Rishonim that a regular person has keri, right? He reproduces with his shifra zera. That is the way the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. And zivus, that texture of discharge, that if it comes caused, that's not called natural, that's induced. Induced zivus, the Torah doesn't consider tamei. It's like keri. But that would not be a sign of an illness. However, anybody that develops a natural zivus, the Torah considers that a ruchni is like a punishment. When the Torah lists the types of tzaras, which Ramban tells us is a punishment, and everybody else tells us is a punishment, Chazal lists, zivus as one of the kinds of tzaras. Now, it is not tzaras. It doesn't have the halachas of tzaras. It has the halachas of zivus. But it's viewed as an illness, a illness that came about because Rabbeinu Shlom wants to let a person know that he should do tshuva, and there are consequences of this illness, the tumor that comes with that illness. So that's my men, and I'm not going to spend time on men now. I just wanted to present that as a background. So by men, the Torah has what happens to a regular person who lives a regular life, and it has a way that the Torah informs, the Rabbeinu Shlom informs him that he has to correct his ways, and that is if he naturally, without being induced through the seven things that induce a person to zivus, that don't count because they're induced, naturally has zivus, that's a sign of an illness in the body which comes from ruchnis nika reasons. That is the way that Ramban and others describe zivus. We move now to a woman. The Rabbeinu Shlom made a woman because of the Chet of Chava, I'm not going to get involved in that now, that once a month she will have what we call a period, which is called a nida. She becomes a nida. Now, that is natural. A woman becoming a nida is natural. Once a month, she's supposed to have a flow of 7 days, a flow of no matter how long it is, and that makes her a nida. In between the days of nidus, there's an 11-day period that the Torah does not allow her to become a nida, which means if she has a discharge, it's not nidus. Say a woman saw on the first day of the month. Whenever she gets finished with her nidus, 7 days later, I'll explain that in a minute. There's an 11-day period that if she has a different discharge, it's not nidus. It's the same blood, but she's not a nida. For 11 days post-nida, she cannot become a nida again. She can only become a nida again on day 19. Which means she sees them on day one, right? She becomes a nida. She can only become a nida again, biblically, at day 19. That's halacha. The Torah says, this is the way Chazal teach the Torah, all learned from drashas, that there's an 11-day period post-nida that she cannot become a nida again. She will have the same blood discharge. It's not any different texture, but she won't be called a nida. To be called something else. Now, before I move on to that, a nida min hatayra is tamei for 7 days, not seven clean days. Really, biblically speaking, a woman who has her monthly period, 7 days later, counting the day she started her period as day one, at the night after day seven, can go to the mikvah, and she's mutter to her husband. And she becomes a tfulas yoim vis-a-vis making things tamei. She becomes totally tahor the next evening. Let me explain that again. I want to spend the time here. A nida biblically sees dam on Aleph Shvat. She's Tamei Aleph Beis Gimel Daled Hei Vav Zayin. Whether she sees all 7 days, whether she doesn't see all 7 days. If at the end of Zayin Shvat, the night when it comes, she has stopped seeing, she goes to the mikvah. As far as her husband's concerned, she's totally tar. She can go to her husband. As far as Tumah Tara is concerned, she has Halacha B'Tfuyayin, which means she can't touch Truma, she can't touch Kachim till the next evening. She cannot go to the mikvah on day 7. A Nida has to go to the mikvah the night after 7. That's the Halacha. She can go on day 8, biblically. She can go on day 9. But she cannot go till the 7 days are complete. That means she cannot go till the night of day 8, which means after 7 days have finished. Now, they don't have to be 7 24-hour periods. The day she starts her period is day 1. She continues on at the end of day 7. If she's not seeing Dam anymore, she goes to the mikvah. She's Muteris Labayla. And as far as Tumah Tara is concerned, she's still a Tvulas Yayin. She can eat Kulin Batara. She doesn't make anything tummy anymore. She is, but she can't touch Truma, she can't touch Kachim, that she would make tummy. Till when the sun sets on Seisach Chachamim on day 8. That's the halacha of Anita. No clean days are required. The Anita ends at the end of 7 days as long as she stops seeing blood, which means she could stop seeing blood an hour before night on day 7. An hour later, she can go to the mikvah, and she's Mutaris Labayla. That's the halacha of Anita Deraisa. Then there's an 11-day period that she can't become Anita. If she sees a discharge then, the Torah gives a different halacha. So women had to keep a calendar. In those days, and I'll explain why it changed. In those days, they had to keep a calendar. When they saw a period, that was day 1. By the way, I'm learning like most Rishayim, not like the Rambam, who was a very, very complicated teacher, but I just mentioned it exists. I am not even going to go into it. So at day 1, 7 days later, she finished. Now she starts an 11-day count that she knows that during those 11 days, she cannot become an Ida. Halachically, if she sees Dam any one day, any of the days, in between day 8 through 18, which is 11 days, if she sees one day, she has to keep one clean day and go to the mikvah. She's called a shemeres yayim. She keeps one day because she saw one day during those 11 days. So let's say she sees day 9. Day 10, she keeps clean. She goes to the mikvah during the day of day 10. And at the 10 at night, she becomes mutter to her husband and she's totally tahira. If she sees them 2 days, which is day 9 and day 10. I just picked those two as an example. She keeps day 11 clean, goes to the mikvah on day 11, and that night she's totally tahira. When I say tahira, both to husband and to Tumah Tara. If she sees days 3 days during that 11-day period, consecutive days, 9, 10, and 11, she becomes a zava. And a zava needs 7 clean days. And until she has that 7 clean days, her calendar doesn't kick back. A healthy woman should never be a Zava. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it that a woman should only have 1 period a month. The fact that she's bleeding post-period within 11 days is a sign that she's not a healthy woman. Ruchni is Nikawise, Gashmi is Nikawise. It makes no difference whether it's physical or spiritual. But that woman has to keep 7 clean days. That means the day she sees, that night starts day 1 and counts 7 clean days. Until she gets those 7 clean days, she can never become an Ida again. She's ushered to her husband. She's a Zava. She's Tamei, very severe Tumah. So is an Ida, by the way. She sits on a couch, it becomes Tamei. She sits on a chair, it becomes Tamei. At the end of 7 clean days, on day 7, she goes to the mikvah. She can go to the mikvah by day. And that night, she becomes totally tahar. To her husband and to Tumah Tara. Totally tahar. She brings a carbon the next morning. She has to bring a carbon. A zava, who has 3 discharges, has to bring a carbon. That's halacha. Then after that, She goes back to day one. Whatever she sees the next period, it could be a week later, it could be 5 weeks later, she starts day one again. So a woman has a calendar of 18 days. After those 18 days, a regular woman doesn't see every 18th day, every 19th day. Season, she's nothing. She's not an Eden, she's not a Zava. When she gets her next period, we'll become an Eden all over again. Start day one again. Then the calendar is 7. Then 11 days that she can become a Zava. Then days that she's Tahira. Nothing's going on. Let's say her period comes on day 29. So when day 29 comes, it's day one. That's when day one starts. That's what was biblically. So Nida never had to keep 7 clean days. A Zava had to keep 7 clean days. A woman can only become a Nida, a Zava, during those 11 days. If it's past the 11 days, she becomes a Nida. Then she doesn't need clean days. All she needs is 7 days. That's the halacha biblically. Came along B'nai Yisrael on their own, Jewish girls. And they decided that it's extremely complicated for many reasons to keep track of the 7 and the 11. And they decided that whenever they see blood, they will consider themselves zavas vis-a-vis their husband. And they will not go back to their husband till they have 7 clean days. This is the basis of what happens today. A woman gets a period, she has to have 7 clean days so she goes to the mikvah. And the reason she needs 7 clean days is because they decided to treat every drop of blood as if it's Zava on day 3. That's what they decided. And that chumrah became enshrined in halacha by Chazal, rabbinically. And therefore, a woman today who has a period keeps 7 clean days before she becomes mutter to her husband. It's a chumrah to treat every drop of blood as if it's day 3 of Zivus. It's a very huge chumrah, because it's not like they taught 3 days in a row. They taught one time, a drop of blood. Women decided it's just not worth it. Every drop of blood we see, we will become, treat ourselves like we're Zava. And we will require 7 clean days. And after 7 clean days, they go to the mikvah, we'll get involved why they wait till night, because they're not Nidus anymore. They're Zavas. Zavas can go by day. The Gemara will discuss that. And then they put it to their husband and they're totally tired. That's what they did. Now, we have 5 and then 7. That's because of a different reason, which the Gemara will discuss. We're not getting involved in that now. We can't cover everything in the Agama. Now, here comes another fact that I think is necessary to understand what's going to go on here. A woman does not become a Nida unless the blood that leaves her body leaves with something called the Hargasha. Hargasha means that she has something happens in her body that she can identify the moment that her uterus opens, for the way the Chazal described it, to allow the period to begin. That Hargasha, there's 2 or 3 different ways that that can happen. And when she has that moment of feeling, she knows that her period just started. She doesn't see the dam yet, because the dam has to travel through her cervix out into her, which Chazal called Baya Sakitza, which we call the vaginal area, and then out of her body. So that she becomes a Nida the moment the blood leaves her uterus. And that happens, a woman has a Hargasha. The Torah tells us, Chazal tells us, that when that happens, a woman is aware, again, I'm going to get to a little bit more, you have to give her a little patience. A woman has an awareness, my uterus just opened, or the blood started flowing from the uterus. That's called a Hargasha. What a Hargasha is, the Gemara gives us examples. The pashtas ones is she feels a trembling, she shakes, and that tells her my period just started. Not things that she feels a day or two before. We're not talking about premenstrual cramps. We're talking about something that happens at the moment it starts. Or sikhas piyamkar. Women used to be able to feel when that started inside, they felt it. Those were the two agashas. There's a third one we're not going to get involved in. We're not getting involved in all hilchos agasha now. Now, if the woman does not have agasha, doctor, I'm going to say, I know what you want to tell me, but I'm not going to get involved in that now.
I'm
wait.
Not telling you. That is a question.
Yes.
Agasha is deraisa.
Deraisa. Without agasha, a woman cannot become a nida. Now, the problem is, and this problem existed hundreds of years ago, women don't have agasha. They don't. They never feel that agasha. They have premenstrual cramps. They know they're going to get a period within the next 24 hours or 48 hours, depending on the woman. They don't know the second it begins. So I believe it comes from the Rishayim, say that the monthly period is considered hargasha, because there must have been a hargasha. Whatever came as a monthly period must have been hargasha, and she's considered a biblical nida. Because if it's not hargasha, there's no biblical nida. One second. It doesn't make a difference, but that's what Chazal tell us. This is halacha. Hargasha happens. Unfortunately today, women are not in tune to their hargasha. Once upon a time, don't ask me why it changed, I don't know, they were able to feel hargasha. Every woman was able to tell hargasha, and they knew exactly when their period started, the exact moment, and therefore they became nidus at that point. And if they didn't have hargasha, they weren't nidus deraisa. They were not nidus deraisa. That's the halacha of deraisa. That's the halacha. Today, since women don't have hargasha, we count the monthly period, which complicates matters, as I will point out in the next few minutes. Came along Rabbanon and said any blood that comes from the body with conditions, and those conditions will be described as we learn this after, is tamei midrabbanon. And that's called a kesem. It can be a spot on a beged. It can be a spot on her body. It can be different things that she notices on a tissue, on her underclothing. That's called ksamim. There wasn't a period, but there was a discharge of blood. And that's a nida midrabbanon. It doesn't make a difference practically, but the Gemara will make a huge difference. They become nida midrabbanon. And they go through the same chumrah, 7 clean days, the whole chumrah that exists by a nida deraisa, which is hargasha. And then the ladies added on 7 clean days, applies to a kesem as well, to a spot as well. That became the rabbanon de halacha. This complicates matters because there are women that spot constantly for certain reasons. At what point do we say it goes from spotting to being a period? Because it makes a few nafkaminas in halacha, as we will learn later on. At what point did it transfer from being spotting to being... Because, for instance, and I'm just going to mention one thing, but I don't want to get involved in it. Chazal said spots only make a woman need on white clothing, not on colored clothing. That's what Chazal said. That a spot, which is not done by hargasha, but doesn't have hargasha, so it's only rabbinic, Rabbanu said on white, not on colored. That's why women wear colored clothing when they're mutter, so they shouldn't have the problem of spotting. So, now, at what point does it leave spotting and become a period? There are women that spot and spot and spot and spot and spot. At what point do we say this is a period? At what point do we say it's not? That's for each individual rabbi to decide, but we're not getting involved now in halacha l'maaseh. Not halacha shiur. Now, then came, right, that's halacha ragasha. And if it's without agasha, it's a kesem. So, to review quickly, biblically speaking, there was a woman becoming a nida, followed by a period that she could become a zava. After that, if she didn't see during 18, after it's nidus, the next 11 days she didn't see, whatever she sees next, starts the 18-day cycle again. After 18 days, she just goes on till she sees her next period, that is day one. 7, 11, next time, 7, 11. Women came along and were machmer, and they said, no, we're going to treat everything as if it's a 3-day zivus, which requires 7 clean days. That's what they do. And besides that, biblically speaking, a woman would not become a nida only if she had a hargasha, and that word is going to be used frequently, which means she had a feeling that her nida started. And rabbinically speaking, they added even without a hargasha, but with a many, many conditions. And that's called kesem, spotting. And spotting is halachically different in many ways than hargasha, as we will see as we learn the Masechta. That's the basic introduction to Masechta's Nida. Now, in the time of Chazal, and this is very important, Nida's carried with it two parts. A, she became usher to her husband. It is the only Tumah. Nidas and Zavas are the only Tumah that bans a woman from her husband. She can be Tummy Mace. She's not usher to her husband. She doesn't become usher to her husband only when she becomes a Nida or a Zava. And then she's usher to her husband till she gets rid of it, so to speak. Gets past it. I shouldn't say rid of it. Past it. And then, besides for that, it made her an avatama. She became a person that is tamei enough that everything she touched became a rishon l'tuma. And more than that, everything she sat on became an avatama. That means a woman that lived in, if a woman would keep tuma tara in 2026, she could not live in her house during the days of her nidus. She would not be able to exist. She sits down on her couch. Her couch becomes an avatuma. It's a medrash. She touches a dish. That dish becomes a rishon l'tuma. So anybody that wants to eat tara can't eat from that dish. It'll be a tame. So women used to have a separate room. It's called beis nidasav. Whenever they were a nida, they retreated to that room and remained there till their nidas were finished. I don't know. He had two options. Either he learned how to cook himself, three options. He either learned how to cook himself, or he ordered it. Who should I advertise for it? Or he had multiple wives. Or he had multiple wives. And multiple wives made an issue because not they weren't needed at the same time. So he could have wife A be Anita and wife B be okay to cook for him. Again, that's what they did. Right. I once said it in Shear, and a guy went home, and he told his wife that when she was the Anita at the time, she would have to move into a room, and she said, I can't wait. I'll take along my books. I'll sit in the room for 7 days. I can't wait. You'll take care of the kids, and you'll take care of the cooking and the cleaning and everything else. I can't wait. That's what she answered him. Yes?
If you put a bunch of women in, say, a college dorm, their period's synchronized.
Okay. If that's what happens, then it's not a solution. Then I take back that solution. Okay. I'm taking back that. I just offer that as a possibility.
Yeah, I have a question. The Nida, I mean,
can you hold a second on the phone? Yeah.
It's first become a Tommy Mace. He walks into a room. Is it Tommy, everything in the
no,
room?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Okay, and...
By the way, Nida's not a Tommy Boy either.
Not at all. So, for Ziva, the person does not go to a Chacham to find out what he did wrong, like a Mitzvah would go to.
No, no. I mean, a Mitzvah would go to a guy just for advice. He can go to a guy if he wants to, by Ziva.
And they would know it?
How would they know about Mitzvah?
That's what I'm...
Bashanara. There's seven things that cause Tzaraas, so seven things cause Ziva as well. The Mishnah, I mean, the Gemara in Erechim says seven things cause Tzaraas.
Those are self-inflicted. It's not because of Avera, or it's all from the mind.
No, it's all because of Avera.
So jumping is not one of those.
No. I didn't say seven things that induce Zivus. I said seven things that cause Tzaraas. So Zivus is the same. Natural Zivus comes from those same seven Averas.
Natural Zivus, does that need, is that... That's not necessarily a...
Again, Ramban says, and the Daskenim and the Medrash, that when they list Tzaraas, they say Tzaraas HaBeged, Tzaraas HaBayis, Tzaraas HaBeged, Zivus, Tzaraas Adam. They list that as one of the kinds of Tzaraas.
Okay,
And Zivus does not exist today, right?
It doesn't make a difference to us today. Of course it exists today. But who cares? What difference is it going to make in your life? You're tummy anyway.
For the sake of doing tshuva.
A person should always do tshuva. Zivus doesn't exist today because things that exist today is only when they practically make a difference.
And time when they kept Zivus, people should always do tshuva also.
Again, in those days, they became Mitzrayim also. Doesn't exist today. Right? Zivus existed as Zivus because they were it made a difference practically in their lives. A Zav sits on a chair and becomes an Abba Tumba. So if he knew he was a Zav, he also had to go into his own room. Now today, who cares? He can go to the mikvah like he is when he's a Balkari.
Yeah,
Balkari exists today. Does it make a difference to anybody?
No.
So Zivus doesn't make a difference to anybody. There's no practical consequence in halacha. There is a difference in halacha, but it won't make a difference to anybody. A Balkari can go to a mikvah and become tar. A Zav has to go to a well, to a lake, to a natural water. That's halacha. But who cares? I mean, we don't keep...
I
wanted to say one more thing. It came to my mind. It was very important while you were asking the question, and I can't remember what it is. Yeah, somebody on the phone had a question.
Yes. The woman sees 1 or 2 days of flow during those 11 days. Then what she has to see one clean day and go to the mikvah, or that night she go to the mikvah?
No, she goes that one clean day. She can go during the day, and that night she becomes tahira. The only one that has to wait to go to the mikvah at night is Anita. A Zava or a Shmeres Yom can go to the mikvah during the day and then become tar that night.
The next day, right? Not that day.
Again, she sees day 9 and 10, she goes to the mikvah on day 11, and then that night she's tahira.
Right.
Day 11 is her clean day.
A Zava doesn't need a
lake. A Zava does not need a lake. We treat women like zavas. That's why we have mikvahs.
But zivus for a woman's blood, right?
Same blood as nidus. There's no texture difference. By man, it's a texture difference. By woman, it's a time difference.
So he said it self-induced by a man which puts a thing.
But you do the seven things. It causes zivus, and that doesn't count. We had that end of nazir. But shiva drachem by kibbutz
azav. So there's Naran in that.
Again, zivus is a different texture. We had Rabbi Yeshua said that every zera you have selected like zivus again by a zav. It's a different texture. It's a different discharge. It doesn't make a difference to us. We don't care whether it's carry or zivus. There's no practical difference halacha l'maisa today between about carrying a zav. We don't keep to matara. So it makes no difference. We live in a world where we don't keep to matara. Therefore, it makes no difference to us. Now, we'll mention one more thing. I forgot what I wanted to say, the extra thing in the introduction. But I will mention one more thing. And that is, in the days where women kept to matara, it was essential that women wear special clothing when they were nida. Because if her friends would touch her, they would become a reach on the tumma. It wouldn't ban them to their husband, but it would make them tumme. They would have to go to the mikvah in order to touch things, tumma, touch them. They become a reach on the tumma. So a woman that was a nida had special clothing. It's called big day nidas. That you walk
to let people know?
To let everybody, to identify them as nidas, correct. Now, it sounds like not sneezdik. Why should anybody know where somebody else's wife is? But on the other end, it was necessary for Tumatara. That's what everybody did. And since everybody did that, it was just a way of life. But they had to. Because they're going to the street, people, women couldn't come and hug them. If you hug them, they became a Rishon LeTuma. Today we're all Tame. It doesn't answer to a husband, so it doesn't make a difference today. The only tumma we care about is nida, because that has practical effect to a husband. Any other tumma we do, we don't have no practical effect, so we don't care about it. We're talking mace. Some people are bali cherry. There's zav. The women are. The only difference is nida and zav because it asks a woman to her husband, so she has to become mutter to her husband. Everything else we don't care about. Practically. Well, something else I wanted to say, it slipped my mind, so I don't remember. I don't remember. I have to remember when I remember. What? Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you. That was the thing I wanted to talk about. In the time of Chazal, through the time of Rishayim, and I don't know when it changed, most women had their monthly period an exact cycle. Very exact cycle. Most of them had it the same day, either every month, or the same day apart. Some women had it, let's say, every 26th day. Some women had it every hay of the month. But it, most women had what's called a vest kavua. It was a set time for a period. To the point that the Gemara discusses that many women in those days could do it by the hour. They could tell you that they become nidus on hay shvat, hay of the month, each month. They become nidus at 11 a.m., fifth hour in the day. Set it was. That's how set it was. Kabua. Right. There were women, the out of the ordinary were the women that didn't have a best kabua. And life was more complicated for them, as we will see. But not for as far as their husband's concerned, but as far as how we worry about their tumba, as we will see. Now, the Shtana Teva, most women today don't have a best kavua. Rare, again, you know, the problem with saying most women, everybody knows their own wife. They don't know anybody else's wife. But from what gathered over the years, most women don't have a best kavua. They go to the Rav with their calendar. Their wives are not. They're pretty much within a range, anywhere between 26 and 32, but they don't have every 26th day, every day, and for sure not by the hour. Day and night. The Machlokes or Mice and others, I'm not going to get involved in now, right? But that's a different story. Most women are not kavua. I just recently had a person that his wife had a best kavua, like out of the ordinary, really a best kavua for 6 months straight. She saw every month the same day, every 29th day. Every 29th day, she saw on a regular basis. It's out of the ordinary. Again, from my experience, it's out of the ordinary. But most women don't have a best kavua anymore. It doesn't make much of a difference for us. It did make a difference in the time of Tumatara. It does have some practical differences for us, but not on the base. Later on in the Masechta, we will see differences between a Ves Kavua and a Ves Shein Kavua. But that doesn't affect us now. That will affect us as we go through the Masechta. But in those days, in Chazal's days, and even in the Rishonim's days, they're referring as most women having a Ves Kavua. That was the regular. Women that were regular were very regular. Why it changed? I don't know. I'm not going to sit and analyze. From my understanding, it changed. Again, problem, and that's not a problem, it's fact, that it's very hard to talk about most women. It's not like we do a poll, right? So we assume from the shilas we get that that's the way it is mostly. Most women don't have a best kavua. Shammai Eimer, that we can start the Masechta. Now, a woman gets a period. As far as her husband's concerned, that's when she becomes unfit to him. Nobody disagrees with that. 100%. They don't have to worry about that maybe the period started earlier and the woman wasn't aware about it. We don't worry about that. The woman gets a period, as soon as she notices it, she becomes an Ida, and until then, she's not an Ida. A husband does not have to be nervous that if a woman gets a period on Wednesday morning, that she was an Ida on Tuesday night. She wasn't. She sees the blood as soon as it happens. It comes out quickly, rather quickly. And therefore, she notices the dam on Wednesday morning, she became an Ida on Wednesday morning, and if the husband lived with her on Tuesday night, he shouldn't do tshuva. There's no reason to do tshuva. He can do tshuva in other averes, but not for that. He didn't live with his wife, Anita. She wasn't Anita. We don't have to be afraid that maybe 12 hours ago she already saw dam, and it wasn't noticeable till the next morning. Nothing to fear. However, when it came to Tumatara, For Truma and Kachim, there became a Machlokes Tanoim. Does a woman have to worry that maybe she had seen them and it stayed in her body. Remember, the minute it leaves the uterus, it is. She's Anita. But she doesn't know that. If she didn't feel the Hagasha, she doesn't know that until it leaves her body. Maybe there was a time that elapsed between the beginning of the nidus and the blood leaving her body. For her husband and for Chulin, we're not afraid of that. The couch she sits on is not medras. The food she touched is not tamei. The husband she lived with it didn't do anything wrong. It's a fear for truma and kachim. Are we afraid vis-a-vis truma and kachim that for a period of time, before she noticed the blood, she had already started? That's the question at hand. That's the question. Zok Shammai Yoim Rekol HaNashim Dayin Shaitan. Shammai says, no such fear. No reason to worry. Not for Truma, not for Kachim. Dayin Shaitan, it's enough the time. When they see it, they become an Ida. Not a second before. That means the woman that at 11:04 was working with Truma, she was preparing for her husband, the Kayan, lunch out of Truma. And then at 11:06, she noticed them. The Truma is 100% to her. No reason to worry that at 11:04, she was Anita. She would have known. She didn't know? That means she wasn't Anita. Not a minute before does she have to worry that she was Anita. Dayan Shaitan. She worked with Truma. A few minutes later, she sees them. She was not in the 2 minutes earlier. Not for her husband, not for Truma, not for Kachim, not for anything. That's Shammai's Pesach. Kol Hanashim Dayan Shaitan. Zok Rashi. And by the way, Baruch Hashem, we were Zayin to be back with Rashi. Not that the Rush was bad, the Rush is great, but Rashi is Rashi. In Rashi, in Rosh Adam, Dai Lanu Im Tetami Truma Vitara Shetiga Behem Mishashmi Aveilach. It's enough. Dayan means it's enough to make the truma and the taras, things that she keeps to her, tame from the time she saw it. Now she found blood in her vaginal area. This woman happened to find blood in her vaginal area. She went to the bathroom, and all of a sudden she noticed that in her vaginal area, it is now. We don't say, had she checked 5 minutes earlier, would have been there anyway. And the walls of her private area, of the vaginal area, kept it inside. All women become tamei when it's in the vaginal area. As soon as it leaves the uterus, when it's in the cervix, and in the vaginal area, she's anita already. Right. So still, but still, we don't say worry about it. The woman that finds it at 11:06 was not Anita at 11:04. She found it in her vaginal area 11:06. 1 second. She found it in her vaginal area at 11:06. Listen, that's when it happened. It comes immediately to the point that she could recognize it. And if she didn't, it wasn't there. Yes.
Is a woman required to examine herself? As opposed
so
to just
noticing.
You'll
find out that in days of Chazal, any woman that worked with Truma and Kachim was required to check herself at least twice a day. Every morning and every evening. It's not Negea today. For any woman that worked with Truma and Kachim had a requirement rabbinically to do a check, a batika, it's called batika, in the morning and in the evening. And more times, as we will see, but for now, that's what we're going to talk about. So every morning she checked, and she was fine. And then at 11:06 she saw. Beis Shammai says, don't worry about 11:02. Don't worry about 11:03. It wasn't there. Maybe it happened since the morning check, which she did at 7:30 in the morning. And now it's 3.5 hours later. Beis Shammai says, blood comes immediately to the point that a woman would know what happened. And if she didn't get it, she doesn't have to worry about it. Yes, doctor.
Isn't there a rule that an internal, a hidden tumor is not...
Vaginal area is not internal.
Usually vaginal canal and vagina.
Yeah.
So, definitionally, it's not that this is
an exception.
Part of the definition...
Correct. We will see that later in the Mishnah. All this is 72 blatim Masechtas Nida. By the end of Masechtas Nida, we will have a much better understanding of what the Torah and the Chazal wanted.
Like a triangle, is by definition, decided shape. This is part of the definition of Nida.
Yeah.
Right. At least according to Hillel, maybe not.
Well, again, we just learned a half a line of the Mishnah. No. Yes.
Is the Prussian scholar considered true?
Yes. Not Kutlar. The Kutlars were all Tomei.
Right after the
Korban,
they still knew who the
Kohanim
were.
Again, that's not a question. We know who
Kohanim
are too.
We do.
You let them do who?
We do.
They make a bracha.
Sometimes people look for a Kohen when they do Pidyon and Ben.
Pidyon and Ben, people are machmer. I only did it once. My son wants to do it again. He wants to repay himself 40 times. It's his money, he can do whatever he wants. I'm a very big believer, maybe I'm wrong. I might be wrong. I might be ashkafically totally wrong. I don't listen to Tzkiya Shofar 8 times, and I don't listen to Megillah 8 times, and I didn't do Pidyon HaBen 8 times. Now, even though Pidyon HaBen is a derisa and the others are not, I still don't do it 8 times, because I don't want to do things that I don't feel I'm up to. I'm not holding it to Madrega of sitting and worrying whether I didn't do Pidyon HaBen correctly. If I were holding it to that Madrega, I would do it, but I'm not. When I listen to Shofar, especially now that I paskened that the Tzkiya Shofar was good enough for the shul, I didn't go hear it again in case it wasn't good. So in case it wasn't good, so why did I let the shul listen to it? And I don't go home and listen to Megillah again? That's my personality. It might be 100% wrong. I'm not saying it's any better than anybody else to listen to Tzkiya Shofar 8 times a day. But my Reshiva didn't listen to Tzkiya Shofar 8 times a day, nor did he listen to Megillah 8 times either. So I don't do it either. But again, the question is, what does Chazal require? Shammai says, zero. Shammai says, zero. She's Tamei the moment she sees the blood that I mentioned earlier. Yes? Hillel Leimer, Mipkida Lipkida. Hillel disagrees. He says, since the last Bedika, since the last time she checked herself, you have to be afraid that for Truma and Kachim only, not for her husband and not for Kulin, just for Truma and Kachim, that the second after her Bedika, she might have seen that. And any Truma and Kachim that was touched afterwards is put to the side. It's Suffolk Kame.
It could even not be trained the way he said. It could be ladies making challah. She must be Makrishala.
100%. Has to be put to the side. It might be Tame. Not for her husband. Remember, her husband's chorus if he lives with Anita. We don't worry about that. Even Hill said this is a rabbinic chumrah, limited to Truma and Kachim. Not to anything else. From the last time she checked. So let's say this woman didn't do her bidding and check every morning and night. She didn't. She checked last time 6 days ago. Whether she was right or wrong is not the point. Every Truma and Kachim she touched in the last 6 days is Suffolk Tamei. That's what Beis Hillel said is the Chumra Dravara. But Chachamim Aimrim, and the Chachamim is a third opinion, like a Dereza, but like a Dereza. Neither like Shammai, who said nobody has to be Machmer, neither like Hill that says you be Machmer to the last check, which can be who knows how long ago. Ella, they made a limit. The most a woman has to worry about is 24 hours. And if she did a bedikah in between, she doesn't have to worry only from that bedikah. You never go back more than 24 hours. If she checked herself within the 24 hours, we go by the last check. If she didn't check herself for the last 5 days, you don't have to be machmer more than the last 24 hours. That's how the Rabbanan made the chumrah. No more than 24 hours. So Shammai says, no Chumrah. Hillel says Chumrah on Truma and Kachim from the last Bedika. And the Chachamim say, 24 hours is the max. It can be less if she checked herself. If she didn't check herself, never more than 24 hours. Meis Leis means exact 24 hours. So from 11:06 to 11:06 yesterday.
Rabbi, is this one of the few instances where Shammai is,
yes.
excuse me,
it's
is
one of the
more lenient?
That Shammai is more makel than Hill, correct.
Wow.
Most definitely. Yes. Now, Kol Hanishas Yeshla Vest Dayashaita. This Chumrah was made for women that were not regular. We're going to use the word regular, meaning exactly regular, as we mentioned before. Women that were regular, that they knew exactly when they get their period, had nothing to worry about. They didn't have to worry that it was there before, because they were regular. They always got it on Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of the month, at 11:16 in the morning. So anything before that, they didn't have to worry about. It never came. They were regular, very regular, as I said, even to the hour. So they have nothing to worry about. Women that are not regular, we have to be afraid it was there. Women that are very regular, and I mean very, very regular, and what makes a woman regular is three times. Three times in a row, she saw at 11:15 in the morning on every fourth Wednesday. Then she becomes a woman with a regular vest. And she has no chumrah, neither according to Hillel nor according to the Chachamim of Petumah and such. It wasn't set for that woman.
What's the word vest?
Vest means period, time. Literally means time, the time of the woman. That's the way Chazal referred to the woman's period.
She has a vest. That means she has a
regular. No, vest kavua. Doesn't say vest. Yeah, vest means a set time. Yeah, when it says vest, most of the time it refers to it as vest kavua. But that's what the word vest means here, a set time.
We can take it as vest kavua over here.
Yes, that's what it means,
100%. When did she lose the vest? She had three times and then five times to change. When did she lose her vest?
A woman that has a vest kavua, right, this happens all the time. I mean, for women that have vest kavua, for the first 3 months afterwards, have to be worried both ways. They have to treat themselves like they still have a vest kavua, and they also have to treat themselves as maybe they don't. If after three times she wasn't kavua anymore, it uproots the vest kavua. But not completely, as we will see as we learn the Masechta. But okay, we will stop here today. Again, for anybody that didn't catch it, it's kedai to review the Hakdama. It makes life simpler as we learn the Masechta. Everybody have a wonderful day.